That is Fancy Fingers with How I Met Your Mama off his album Father Studies. Fancy Fingers track has officially gone to bed, which means it is no longer bubbling under. Thank you so much for all the votes. First, it's a record in 2022. The first record that we have in 2022. So thank you so much for participating and your votes and all that great stuff. Like I said, I've cleaned up and I was using Ace Disinfectant, which has fast-acting microbial components that clean and disinfect on the go. I've cleaned up the studio because I'm really excited with my guest who is here. So you can get yours and clean your spaces up by going to any leading store countrywide. I want to thank you so much once again for listening into the show, for being a part of the show. And remember that today's show is dedicated to Alex, DJ Lithium. Thank you so much for the love that you have shared. Really appreciate it. In studio, and we're just about to switch gears as I switch gears right now. And I thank you so much for all the love that you have shared this morning. I am joined by a Nairobi-based singer-songwriter whose name is Wamugunda. And he taught himself, and he's going to tell us about that. He taught himself, is it music, guitar? We're going to hear about that. And his style is indie folk, which has many pioneers in Benga. I'm looking at traditional folk, but is not often thought as current in Nairobi. Wow. And Wamugunda, thank you for joining me in studio.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining me in studio.
Thank you for having us.
So you say that you are a modern folk experimenter.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Basically, I tend to lie upon folk music and try different things in folk music.
Okay.
So this means I would basically take Benga sounds or listen to Zilizo Pendwa and use that in my music. Pretty much. It's nothing new. I don't think I'm a pioneer. Just I'm experimental.
You're experimental.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about your EP, which was just released. Folk Tales and Other Short Stories. You say it's an EP about grief, loss, love, and frustration, as well as a collection of work that seeks to be thought of as a storytelling experience. How important is storytelling to your music?
Super. At times I don't even think as a musician at first. I just start writing stories. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, so I just write stories. That what do I feel? What does someone else tell me? What do I experience from another person? Then that's what I write.
Okay.
Then after I write that, I hit the studio, play guitar, see what I'm interested in. And we just tell a whole story. So yeah, this project is pretty much like, I thought of it like a book. I just don't write it well in prose to write a book. So yeah, I'll do it better as a folk record.
So what kind of change is this EP, Folk Tales and Other Short Stories? What kind of change is it from your 2019 debut EP, Wamugunda EP? How different is it? And how would you compare the two EPs, if you can?
Yeah,
compare them.
I worked with different studios and teams on both projects. So the first project was still indie folk, but it had elements of it was a bit big band project. But this is very intimate. We actually recorded the whole record in one day.
One day?
We actually went in studio, sat down. I remember we entered the studio at 11 a.m. It was Mudoni, myself, the producer. I had everything written down. We just started playing. Whatever you listen to is live. It's what any mistakes, anything, we did not check them out of the record.
Okay. Is it normal to record an EP in a day?
I don't know.
You don't? You haven't compared? Because that seems like, that's like, wow. That's a wow factor for me.
Yeah, so.
That's interesting. So you touched on the team. Can you talk about the team you worked with on this EP?
Yeah, I worked with a dope team, Mudoni, who's by my side.
Yeah,
she's featured on Oh My Dear, which is on the third track on the EP, and she's also the percussionist on the EP. She's also the background vocals on the EP, so she did a lot on the EP. Then I wrote most of the music. Then I worked with an amazing producer called Ondieki. He has a studio based in Karen Ngong areas, so it's a really cool studio. And my photographer, manager, booking agent called Kim. So yeah, we keep it a team of four. So any gigs we get, we
And it's tight. Yes. Yeah, so. It's a tight-knit team.
Yeah.
What has your experience been being a predominantly indie folk singer and songwriter as well as producer here in Kenya?
Oh, that's a good question. So it's not a sound that's normally that's gravitated towards, but I feel like Nairobi, what I love about Nairobi is that people are very open to listening. Just don't know if people are always very receptive to it, but I love doing it, so I'll just keep doing it.
Beautiful. I like that. I like that. I got just two more questions. First off, you've got shows coming up or work that we need to know about before we listen to his music, because I could tell you it's going to be great.
We're working on the album, new album. But that would be a while, since it won't take a day.
It won't take a day. I was going to say, the EP took a day. How long is the album? 2 days? A week?
Yeah, it would take a day. Because also financial things happen.
Yeah.
It's just not about the time, that one. That takes time. That takes a bit of time. So I'm hoping next year, 2023 or 2024, early 2024. We already have the name. All songs are done. All songs are done. All songs are pretty much written. Everything is ready and good to go.
So
in terms of gigs, we have a couple of gigs. We already have a gig on the February 12th. That's a Valentine's gig with a couple of friends.
Okay.
Yeah,
Interesting. And we're going to hear from you. I'm pretty sure after this, you're going to want to go for that gig. And finally, I see that all your merchandise and your music is available at Hustle Sasa. I love what Hustle Sasa are doing.
Yeah.
And what was your reason for choosing Hustle Sasa?
They're just awesome. They're very receptive. They pick up my calls and I ask them when they have problems.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're an amazing team. I think all indie musicians should definitely consider them. Or
creatives as well,
just a platform that you can get access to the money yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I love that. Shout out to Hustle Sasa. What you're doing is amazing. And you just heard from Wamugunda. We're going to hear from Wamugunda very shortly, as a matter of fact. We're ready to listen to this EP that was completed in a day. That's all that's going to be playing at the back of my mind. It's like, he did this in a day. So coming right up, it's Wamugunda, and he's going to tell us all about who he's with and the music that he's playing.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
Cool. So this is Oh My Dear, featuring Muthoni Njoroge.
Oh my dear, I will love you when times get hard. Oh my dear, I will love you when roads get dark. Oh my dear, I will love you when nights get dark. Oh my dear, I will love you when I lose my way. Oh my dear, I know our love will evolve. Oh my dear, I will work to keep it just as pure. Through thick and thin, through sun and rain, through fun and pain, through loss or gain, through thick and thin, through sun and rain, through fun and pain, through loss or gain, through anything. Oh my dear, through anything. Oh
Oh my dear, I promise to quell your fears. Oh my dear, I will love you as you slay your beasts. Oh my dear, I will stand by you. Oh my dear, I know that there is nothing we can't do. Through thick and thin, through sun and rain, through fun and pain, through loss or gain, through thick and thin, through sun and rain, through fun and pain, through loss or gain, through anything. Oh, oh my dear, anything. Oh my dear,
it may not be smiles at all times,
we may not wine and dine at all times. Oh my dear,
it may not be fine and calm during storms,
but I am grateful to have you, oh my dear. Through thick and thin, through sun and rain, through fun and pain, through loss or gain, through thick and thin, through sun and rain, through fun and pain, through loss or gain, through anything. Oh,
oh my dear, through anything,
through it all, through it all,
through anything.
Oh,
oh my dear,
like to dedicate that song to the memory of DJ Lithium. May he rest in peace. This is titled Kanyoni Gakwa.
Kanyoni, kanyoni gakwa, kanyoni, kanyoni gakwa, kanyoni, kanyoni gakwa. Kanyoni, kanyoni gakwa, nikadigire ndio egadireko negatune akiumadaka me dugeko na nedakorire nekaumete kiagai ne o nekau nekau kararerera ja o nekau nekau kararerera ja o nekau nekau kararerera ja o nekau nekau
Thank you so much to both of you for this beautiful, beautiful offering of your music. And, you know, I say this on the show a lot, and I want to say to you and Mathoni, music heals, right? Thank you for healing us.
Welcome.
Thank you You're for welcome. Healing us, for sharing with us. When the show started, the intention for the show today, I set it out and said that we are forming a circle of love around DJ Lithium, the memory, and you dedicated your first song to him and his memory. And I want to thank you so much for all of us. You have also helped provide a lot of love for us and a lot of healing, which is something that music does. We're going to be checking you out, Wamugunda. And if it's okay, could you come back to the studio this year?
For sure.
Oh, okay. He's like, I mean, you know.
Watch me for all sessions. Like, I'm
definitely want you to come back. And we're definitely watching you and checking you out. Remember, you can get all his, everything to do with Wamugunda on HustleSasa.com. Shout out to Hustle Sasa. We're doing a fantastic job. You love them.
Yes.
So this is how we are going to find Wamugunda and follow his career, his music. Keep doing what you do. Keep healing through your music. Keep offering so much love and positivity through your music. Mm-hmm. And so grateful for you today, this Thank Sunday morning.
Us. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Wow. I just... Ooh, you, yeah, yeah. Thank you. That was part of the show to form a circle of love and prayer, and we have done it. And Wamugunda and Mathoni have done it. Thank you for tuning in, for listening in, for taking the time, for writing in. Please, even as the show has come to an end, Let's continue this vibration, continue this love and positivity around the circle. I said, like a circle of love and positivity and prayer around the family and friends and loved ones of DJ Lithium. And as somebody told me, I think it was Brevity, who said, to everybody who has lost somebody in the new year, to you too. We love you. We care for you. And I'll say it again, music is beautiful. It helps to heal. Thank you so very much. I'm going to ask you to stand but not leave, because Madonna's going to flex her muscles right now. Show you how she does the news. That's all. She's going to flex and show you how she does the news. And as you do that quick changeover, I want to thank you once again for keeping me company this Sunday morning. God bless you. Please take great care of yourself. Find a place and a space this week to do something that heals you and gives you love and positivity and everything that you need. I will catch up with you again. Take great care. God bless you. Capital Femme continues very, very shortly.